this was a huge issue at last year's election, and a clear message was sent from the voters that they want the right to retire at 65 reinstated, and they also want that choice to be available to workers. So if they wish to continue after 65, that's fine, and if they wish to retire, and I'm very conscious of people who work in labour-intensive industries that's been sore on their body for many years, they have the right to retire at 65.
And it's vital that that full pension rate is given to those as well.
That's it. I mean, I think there's two issues here at stake. One is the rights to retire at 65 for those who want to, and the other is the right to continue to work and not be forced onto the dole at 65. So there's two issues, and for us it's about the right to choose to retire or to continue to work. That should be available to all workers depending on their circumstances.
There are people that, owing to health issues, that might struggle to reach the age of 65, and then they have no enjoyment effectively out of retirement either.
Indeed. I mean, there's a range of realities for people who are at work. There are some people who, you know, who haven't had a physically demanding work and they want to continue on, they enjoy what they're doing, and that's fine, they should have that choice. But there are people who have worked physically very hard and it's had a big strain on their bodies. I'm thinking particularly in the likes of the construction industry, you know, or in the hospitality industry, and you absolutely should have the right to retire at 65. So this was a big issue in last year's election. It played a big role in the election campaign. A year on, the government haven't advanced this issue properly. That's why we're bringing the motion.